You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Schools began implementing the compulsory Aotearoa New Zealand Histories curriculum at the beginning of 2023. By focusing on four key ideas, Māori history as the foundational history of New Zealand, colonisation, the use of power, and relationships and connections between people, the curriculum intends to teach students from years 1 to 10 to understand the big ideas, know the context, and do inquiry practices. Last week, the Education Review Office released a report on how the curriculum's first year has been received. I speak to Kaiarahi for the New Zealand History Teachers Association, Craig Thornhill, about some of the commentary from Parliament that has emerged and how the implementation of Aotearoa New Zealand Histories has been received by students and teachers so far. And so this curriculum was introduced in response to growing calls from New Zealanders to know more about our own history and identity. Could you explain what some of the key learning objectives are for students under Aotearoa New Zealand Histories?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The new curriculum is split up into three strands, and there's an understand strand, know, and a do strand. And they kind of all weave in together nicely. So the know strand, for example, contains sections on government and organisation and culture and identity. And I guess it's, the understand strand is where it all comes in together. So there's four different sections, starting with Māori history is a foundational and continuous history of Aotearoa New Zealand, through to discussions on colonisation and settlement, the use of power in shaping Aotearoa New Zealand history, and relationships and connections between people. So everything in there works towards a better development of an understanding of those four concepts.
And why is making New Zealand and Māori history compulsory to teach so important?
Well, for a long time, I guess, New Zealand history was not taught. It hasn't been part of our curriculum. I mean, the history of our curriculum is quite an interesting study in itself. It's always been quite vague and disconnected. And so the provision of this Aotearoa New Zealand Histories curriculum all the way down into year one makes a really connected, coherent curriculum that will enable all of our students to learn about our past and what it means for our present.
And the report has noted that just over half of students have been enjoying the new curriculum so far. As a history teacher yourself, what are some of the responses you've received from students in whānau? Is the syllabus being well received?
It generally is being well received. I think that a lot of the schools are finding it really positive in terms of the way that it's structured, and they're enjoying having some quite specific targets and, you know, topics to teach about. And that it's quite clear to progress from year to year. So that, you know, students, you might, people might reflect on this, that in their own experience, often they were taught the same thing year after year and they found it quite boring. So this curriculum provides a much more thoughtful series of progressions of knowledge. And so the same thing isn't being touched on every year.
And the report has sparked a lot of conversation around balancing the curriculum, with criticism from National and ACT saying it's presenting a narrow view that restricts other histories from being taught, while others such as Labourist MP Willie Jackson saying that we need to prioritise Indigenous peoples to start with and concentrate on Māori history, which so many New Zealanders don't know about. Do you think there is an imbalance to be restored here, or gaps in the curriculum like the Coalition is suggesting?
No, I don't think there's gaps in this curriculum. I think this curriculum is well balanced. There might be issues with the implementation of the curriculum across schools, and I think that really comes down to a lack of resourcing. Lots of kura are finding it quite easy to attack local history, and often that can be Māori history because that is resourced locally. They can go to marae, they can go to museums, they can go to sites of significance. You know, that's easy for them to attack. But if they're looking for the wider national history, then that's much harder because it hasn't been resourced and they're finding it harder to implement.
Yeah, to kind of add to what you're saying there, the report has also said that a lot of teachers feel like they don't have the skills or that they don't feel confident in the material. And I understand that this is probably likely the case for teaching years 1 to 6 in primary schools where teachers aren't necessarily specially trained in history. Do you think that they have had enough support to implement this curriculum? What extra support do you think teachers would like to have to feel more confident?
I think teachers will always want more support, but I think you're right that they haven't had the support necessary, especially for the primary school teachers. And even into the high schools, where a lot of social studies teachers, most of the people who are doing the teaching of this new curriculum, also aren't history teachers and don't have history training. I think one of the key things that could be lacking is a lack of actually exemplars of units of work, of lessons, and how particularly some of the do tasks, how those can be attacked and taught in classrooms as well. So again, I think this is a problem of implementation and not the curriculum itself.
And Erica Stanford has said that restoring balance is a commitment in National and ACT's coalition agreement. The government has said it hasn't started working on this yet, but the New Zealand History Teachers Association has asked for clarification on what this will entail. Have you received a response yet? Do we have any indication of what these changes could look like?
We did ask for that clarification, and we haven't received a response yet. I'm assuming the minister has been quite busy. Again, we think that this curriculum is well balanced and it's robust, and we did ask to know what she meant by rebalance, and we're still waiting to hear that reply.
That was Kaiarahi for the New Zealand History Teachers Association, Craig Thornhill, speaking about the Aotearoa New Zealand History's curriculum's first year of implementation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.